Sippin' on some rock tuss, 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat tuss, 8 o'clock.
This is Glorious Up Fantasy.
Yo, yo, this your boy Rick Rogg. Welcome to another episode of I Saw Fantasy Football. We're here, we're live, a Monday night edition of I Saw Fantasy Football. Man, we got a lot of things that we got to talk about today, including the lost our beloved San Francisco 49ers. Dick Dick didn't show up, but we're going to get into all those topics later on. With that, I'll introduce you guys to my co-host.
What's going on, Bay Area? It's your favorite doctor, Dr. Mario. Happy to be back after watching an exciting doublehead on Monday night. Excited to talk about all things 49ers and fantasy football.
What's up, Bay Area? It's your boy, the real Jorge. I'm out here, you know, continuing my undefeated season going and defending the trenches for my back-to-back back three-peat title.
What up, you guys? It's your boy, JJ here, the professor. Step into my class and get ready for your test, baby.
Okay. Damn. Well, we know Jorge didn't study because that's why he took the L from the hoodie. But anyways, I just want to let you guys know that this fantasy season has been crazy. We already have the bust of the year already. And yes, he's on my team. But the first part of the show is all about the 49ers. And man, I just don't know, you guys. I mean, Mullen, I think he just, to me, it's just insane. I think he tried to be too perfect and he just felt the pressure even more after all the talk that he should be the starting quarterback the remainder of the season. And it came back to bite him. He looked awful. What do you guys think?
I feel also it also goes a little bit on Shanahan a little bit and the offensive plays. I feel like they went away from the running game a little too early. I feel like, you know, they were trying to give Mullins, or as people call him, BDM. But, yeah, no, I feel like, you know, I do not see us winning too many games with him, especially now with Miami maybe considering putting to Tallulah, whatever his name is, another mobile quarterback against us, bro. We're going to have a very, very difficult time against mobile quarterbacks this season, bro. I just hope we get our whole team back. I hope we get Mostert back. Especially, we need to get Garoppolo back. A lot of people don't have faith in him, but he's proven it. He got what it takes. He makes a lot of mistakes too, but I'll take my chances with him.
This Sunday left a lot to be desired on both sides of the field, in my opinion. There's plenty of blame to go around. Nick Mullins didn't play up to par as we all had hoped he would. I personally expected him to have a tremendous night, getting back most of his weapons, George Kittle and Debo Samuel making his season debut, and George Kittle making his primetime debut this season. Unfortunately, things didn't go that way. The offensive line also struggled on many occasions. In particular, Mike McGlinchey proved to be not a bust, in my opinion, but not developed as we all had hoped he would have panned out to be for first rounder. Mike McGlinchey, right tackle of the 49ers. Trent Williams also seemed to struggle at times, I saw. And that gave Nick a lot of pressure. However, I will say he had poor decision-making skills. Those interceptions really, especially the last one, really hurt me to watch. I don't blame Kyle Shanahan for sitting him down. But as I said, there's plenty of blame to go around. Nick Mullins, however, didn't step up to the plate when it was his turn, when they called his name, and we're all very disappointed as 49er fans. However, next week with C.J. Beathard under center, all we can do is hope that he steps up to the plate and does what Nick Mullins was unable to do last Sunday. For what it's worth, George Kittle and C.J. Beathard used to be college teammates, so they have some chemistry there, so expect a big game from George Kittle.
On the plus side, you guys, one of the highlights of the game, if not the highlight of the game, was Brandon Ayuk. He was able to get his second consecutive rushing touchdown after hurling over one of the Philadelphia Eagles defender, and boy, was it exciting to watch. After Brandon Ayuk soared and scored through the air, I had to, you know, post that on my IG because, man, I feel like that's going to be one of the plays of the year. However, disappointingly enough, Nick Mullins, I was hella wrong on Nick Mullins. I actually predicted him to throw 3 touchdowns in this game. Man, did he prove me wrong. I was really excited when he got benched in the 4th as well because he essentially threw the game out and gave us the L single-handedly after throwing that pick 6 in the second half. You just can't do that in close games, especially to an awful team like the Philadelphia Eagles. I was really disappointed after this loss. Kind of lost faith a little bit in the Niners, but you know, after sleeping it through, I'm looking forward to Miami Dolphins and seeing if we could bounce back.
JJ, give us the stat lines for Nick Mullins and CJ Beathard, please, because, you know, there's a lot to be said about that.
All right, you guys, I'll give you the stat lines, man, but I'm giving both these guys right now Fs in my class. So right now we got BDM or BD Nick. Well, Nick Mullins, he passed for 200 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, and one fumble for a low 6 points in fantasy, man. Imagine that. CJ Beathard, just playing one quarter, had 138 yards, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions, zero fumbles for 5.5 points. Horrible day for to be a Niner quarterback this week, or if you started a Niner quarterback.
Now, on the plus side, Dr. Mario, please give us the better stat lines that the 49ers put up.
Yes, sir. I will most certainly be happy to. On the 49ers, as part of the rushing core, Jerick the Jet McKinnon took off for a 14 carries, 54 yards, and one touchdown. Brandon Ayuk, also, as my colleague Jorge mentioned earlier, had a terrific one carry for 38 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. Debo Samuel also had a carry for 10 rushing yards. On the receiving side, the bright star was George Kittle. It was great to see George Kittle back on the field doing what he does best, especially doing the yak, the yards after catch. He finished off the night with 15 receptions for 183 yards and one touchdown, averaging 12.2 yards per reception. Jerick McKinnon also had a cool 43 receiving yards. Debo Samuel, 3 receptions for 35 yards. And Kendrick Bourne, 3 receptions for 33 yards. Plenty of love went around, guys. But as you guys mentioned earlier, Nick Mullins did leave me down. I was expecting a bigger game from him as well. Very disappointed. If anything, though, this should remind us why Jimmy Garoppolo's our starting quarterback. No hate against Jimmy. He is good. However, I would not mind if we were to draft a mobile quarterback next year. This seems to be the direction that the league is going in. And I think we would benefit greatly from it. I mean, let's face the facts. Jimmy Garoppolo's 31 years old. He's hit his ceiling already. He's not going to get any better. You're kidding yourself. You think he's going to blossom or learn a couple of new things. Anyway, that's just my take on it.
You know the crazy stat about George Kittle, who just came back from a 2-game absence? This is how you know you're the number fucking one tight end of the fucking league. George Kittle has 227 yards. In 2 games, maybe a game and a half, actually, if you really think about it. He's the number one tight end in yards, and he missed 2 games, gentlemen, 2 games. Shout out, respect to Kels, but he don't want none of this. He has one of the best quarterbacks in the league, so of course Kels is going to put up those monster numbers, and he has one of the greatest coaches out there too, Andy Reid. I just want you guys to really just think about this. From an NFL standpoint, he's the number one tight end in the league. From the fantasy standpoint, he's the number one tight end in the league.
This is Always Up Fantasy.
Clinchy, for me, he's a running, blocking right tackle, Mario. He's not a pass, block, finesse right tackle. Remember, he was supposed to be the future for the 49ers at left tackle. That guy is so stiff, he can't move. And go look at the reports. Go look at everything that everybody's saying. McClinchy is just not the guy. He gets tossed around like I tossed around fucking the Real Jorge's team this past weekend.
You know who else got tossed around this weekend? It's unfortunately, on the only play he had on the field was defensive end Ziggy Ansah. He experienced a torn bicep, and after signing a 1-year, $3 million contract, he just got that easy paycheck, and he was placed on season-ending injured reserve.
It's selfish to ask, that $3 million, does it count towards our cap salary, or does it get waived or something? Because there's got to be a loop in the contract or some shit to, you know.
If you get injured, if you get injured, there's something that you can void a contract.
That's not fair, dude. Like, the first game of this season, and then, like, I think in the first
one
quarter,
play.
Dude.
I
first quarter, yeah, literally
play.
The first play, right? Like, are you kidding me?
I was really excited because now we have another hole at defensive end. After Nick Bosa went down, Solomon Thomas went down, Ziggy Ansah went down. I mean, who's next?
The thing about our defense is it's still solid, even without Bosa. The back end, the linebackers and the cornerbacks. Yes, I know that Deontay Johnson, he got burned.
He should get cut.
But let's be honest, we have Sherman coming back. So, you know what? Like, Verrett and Sherman holding on the cornerbacks, we're going to be okay now. And we got Kawan Williams.
He actually is injured as well. He got placed on the injured reserve list. Kawan Williams.
This is Always Up Fantasy.
So we're facing the Miami Dolphins, and yeah, I'm a little bit concerned. I mean, CJ Beathard gives us a lot more. I'm excited about Air Ayuk. You know what I mean? Even Des Bryant gave him a shout out on his Twitter that Brandon Ayuk has the it in him. So if you really think about that, thank you. Finally, still early. Hope he doesn't get injured. The 49ers actually finally found a wide receiver that they drafted in the first round? Oh, wow. I can't believe that. Against the Miami Dolphins, we should take care of them.
From what I read, CJ Beathard has the highest chance of starting next week. If Garoppolo does not feel better, I think they said by Thursday. I wouldn't think to bring him in, especially with a high ankle sprain like this. Remember, Michael Thomas also had a high ankle sprain, and he's been out for, what, 4 weeks? So I'm like, Jimmy G might be back next week game, not this week against Miami. Especially against Miami, I don't feel like we need to risk him getting injured. You're at least getting Mostert back.
What's your final score?
Final score for me? I feel like we're going to blow out Miami. 33-9.
How many touchdowns and who? Don't be scared of going deep. I want to hear your prediction.
All right. I see. If we get Mostert back, I see Mostert going for 2 touchdowns. And I see George Kittle for going for the 3rd touchdown.
3 touchdowns?
Yeah, 3 touchdowns. And then a couple field goals, you know that.
Mario.
My prediction, gentlemen, you know what? It's tough to predict because, as you guys said, I've read that CJ Beathard's going to start. However, it's been undecided yet. I'm 100% certain Jimmy Garoppolo will not start. I'm confident they're saving him for the death gauntlet upcoming. They face, after the Dolphins, they face the Rams, the Patriots, Seahawks, Packers, Saints. So I think the coach is saving him for that game gauntlet. But anyways, it's tough to predict. I haven't seen CJ Beathard play in over a whole season, if I'm not mistaken. Also, to take you guys back, I believe his brother was murdered a few months ago, and he had to take some time off for the team. I'm sure that's affected him psychologically as well, or if he's 100% there. I know it's pretty tough to come back from these type of things. If I had to predict, I'd say CJ Beathard throws for maybe 150 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception also. And I think they're going to lean heavily on the running game. A lot of Jerick McKinnon, a lot of Jeff Wilson Jr., and a lot of George Kittle.
You just passed my class, son.
The real Jorge.
Well, pretty much, I've never been a huge fan of CJ Beathard, so I'm not looking too forward to the passing offense in this game. The Miami Dolphins do have a really good front seven. They played Russell Wilson last week, and on a couple of plays, they were getting a lot of pressure on him. So it's going to be an interesting matchup between the offensive line and the defensive line. However, I am expecting Raheem Mostert to come back, and our running game is elite. It's prolific. We're going to get those rushing yards all day. So I feel like Raheem, the dream, he's going to get 3 touchdowns in this one. He's going to pretty much pick up where he left off against the New York Jets. Our defense is going to hold Miami Dolphins to a couple field goals, final score being Niners 27 and the Dolphins 16.
You really believe Raheem Mostert comes back this Sunday?
100.
So my predictions for the game is the Niners are going to win, of course. I got the Niners winning 28-14. CJ Beathard throwing for 225 yards. 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Debo finally gets in the end zone this year. And Brandon Ayuk gets the other touchdown. McKinnon gets injured in the first half. And Jeff Wilson takes over for the 2 touchdowns. One of the things about McKinnon is that everybody's forgetting he's very injury prone. Even before the knee injuries that he had with the 49ers, he's always been injury prone. It's always a high risk. He's looking great. But if Mostert comes back, then my prediction means caca. So, with that being said, Niners 28, Dolphins 14. And I'm really hoping that everybody leaves that game healthy. No more injuries for the rest of the season. So that's going to be it for a 49er talk. Let's go Niners!
This is Eyes Up Fantasy!
All right, so now let's talk about our fantasy players for week 4. Dr. Mario, I know this player helped you a lot. And you actually had him as one of your sleepers for this season. Start us off, man.
Very true indeed, Uncle Rick. This player has been slowly stepping it up slightly more than previous seasons. The player we are referring to is actually none other than Odell Beckham Jr., star wide receiver of the Cleveland Browns. If you guys remember, Odell has had a turbulent yet rather quiet past couple of seasons due to the fact of his leg injury and being traded and not being able to develop the chemistry with Baker Mayfield. This season, however, has been proven to be slightly different as Odell has been stepping it up with every passing game. He had a great performance this past Sunday of 2 rushing attempts for 73 yards and a rushing touchdown. Also, 8 targets, 5 receptions, 81 receiving yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns, which culminated in a terrific 33.40 fantasy football points. So if you start him, Odell definitely helped you this week.
I'm glad I didn't face you with him this week. That's all I got to say. The real Jorge, keep it real with us. Let us know who you got.
My week 4 star performance is Tom Brady, TB12, a.k.a. the GOAT. How old is that old fart? This 42-year-old man, I got to applaud for this guy because even without Chris Godwin, his wide receiver 2, he was able to throw 5 touchdown passes. Mind you, 2 of these touchdowns were thrown Mike Evans' way, which is expected. However, he is making weapons out of nothing. Scotty Miller? Who is this guy? I'm sure none of you guys know what college he even attended.
I don't know the college, but I did pick him up like 2 weeks ago, if you remember. And then I dropped him because he had a quiet performance. But with all the injuries happening now, now might be the perfect time.
No! God, you know, please, no!
How are you going to say I know who he is? I picked him up and I dropped him.
No! God, please, no!
Ask Jorge, I swear. They even questioned it in that league. And I told him what I'm going to tell you guys. Tom Brady loves his little white boy slot receivers, dude.
Yeah, I mean, to finish off, Tom Brady, he threw for 46 attempts, completed 30 of those. However, he was able to total up 369 passing yards, throwing 5 touchdowns and 1 interception, being a pick six. The pick six was early in the game, and I'm not going to lie. As soon as I saw Tom Brady throw that pick six, I thought he was going to be in for a long game because Chargers defense is no joke, and he bounced back in a big way. Man, Tom Brady's money. Let's talk about it. TB12 the GOAT. Just like Tom Brady took the Chargers defense to school, I'm going to switch it on over to my guy, JJ, the professor.
All right. Thank you for showing up late, Jorge, to my class, as always. You know, we all knew TB12 was the GOAT for a reason, and he just had a couple of bad games. But yeah, for me, my week 4 top performance, it's none other than Robert Tonyan, Green Bay tight end, who, by the way, also had workouts with George Kittle this offseason. So now we know where he's getting his, you know, his skills from, you know, his ball catching skills from. You know, he's training with one of the best tight ends in the league. But Robert Tonyan goes nuclear today against a weak secondary, the Atlanta Falcons, man. He had 6 receptions for 98 yards and 3 touchdowns. He had a hat trick today, ladies and gentlemen. He had a hat trick, man. Tonyan, I feel like he's going to be at least a top 5 tight end. Well, he's in a hungry pass-catching offense. Without Devontae Adams, no one is stepping up besides Aaron Jones. And with Lazard gone, pretty much maybe for 8 weeks or maybe the whole season, Tonyan should fill in really well. He should have great games going forward. He will be a beast. He is now sitting in the front row of my class. You guys better pick him up if he is available in your league.
All right. Well, my week 4 top performance player is none other than Joe Mama Mixon. Finally came back from the dead. When that happened, the real Jorge was,
no, God, please, no.
Because I faced him, and Joe Mixon smacked the fuck out of that team. Joe Mixon had a great day against the Jacksonville Jaguars. He had 25 carries for 151 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also had 6 receptions for 30 yards and a touchdown for a standard league points of 36.1. Golly. Ooh. Ah, he's hot. He's on fire. Yep, that's my top player for week 4. And I'm glad I started him because I almost benched him. I woke up in the morning and I was like, God damn it. He has a chest injury. And yeah, no, I changed my mind. I was like, you know what? I drafted this fool. I'm rolling with this fool. And that's all I got to say about that.
This is Lights Up Fantasy.
Y'all know what time it is now. We got some explosive free game week 5 pickup waiver players for this upcoming week. Now, if y'all didn't check out our last 4 weeks waiver wire pickups of the week, hey, check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all the other social media that we have, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Make sure you check all the info, all the free game that we're giving you guys. And now we're going to start off week 5 waiver pickups. With that, the real Jorge, who is your real waiver pickup for week 5?
I'm going to give you guys some absolute free game because right now he's owned in 0% of leagues. His name is D'Ernest Johnson. Let me repeat that for you guys because some of y'all have ADD and already forgot the name. D'Ernest Johnson, running back for the Cleveland Browns. If you're desperate for running back right now, if you need a steady guy that gives you decent production, I'm not saying he's going to go off. I'm just saying he's going to give you that decent production, probably those double-digit 10 points. D'Ernest Johnson, he definitely has volume coming out of the Cleveland Browns because if you guys don't know, Nick Chubb, he has an MCL sprain, and he has been put in the IR for 3 games at least. And I feel like, obviously, if Kareem Hunt, he's going to be the primary starter for the Cleveland Browns. But if you guys have been watching the Browns play all season, they like to use a two-back format the entire game, and they like to split the shares at running back. Therefore, the upbringing of D'Ernest Johnson, who was able to get 95 yards on 13 rushes, averaging 7.3 yards per carry. I think D'Ernest Johnson is going to be a good backup running back for the Cleveland Browns, and he is my must pickup for week 5. And now, I would like to pass it out to the doctor.
My must pickup of the week, gentlemen, is none other than Robert Tonyan, tight end for the Green Bay Packers. Davante Adams was Aaron Rodgers' go-to number one target when he's not around Aaron Jones, sure. But in the absence of Davante Adams, a new receiving target has emerged in the form of tight end Robert Tonyan. The past 3 weeks, he's had good games with a slight increase every passing week. Week 2 against Denver finished off with 8.50 fantasy points. Week 3 against New Orleans, 11 points. But his breakout game was tonight, Monday night, against the Atlanta Falcons with a 27.80 points. This is a must pick up for me, in my opinion. However, bear in mind that next week, the Packers have a bye week. So don't think you're going to pick up and start him if you're at need at tight end immediately. However, it is worth a stash. People will certainly send in their waiver claims for this particular player. And also bear in mind that after that bye week, Davante Adams may be back from his hamstring injury, and that could definitely alter his touches as well. But in the end, Robert Tonyan is my must pickup of the week from the waiver wire. And with that, let's go to the class. Try not to fall asleep. Fresh for JJ.
Oh, that's funny, Mario. I'm about to give you a little bit of the answers for next week's pop quiz, okay? Because your lineup needs that help against me, baby. All right? So right here for my waiver wire pickup for week 5 is none other than Tim Patrick, wide receiver from the Denver Broncos. As you guys all know, Courtland Sutton out for the rest of the season. Someone needs to step up besides Jerry Jeudy. And I feel like Tim Patrick has shown that he has the skills to do so. He had a game. He had 7 targets, 6 receptions for 113 yards and a touchdown. He has great catching ability. Patrick's size at being 6'4", he has good separation skills and leaping ability, bro. Don't get me wrong. They did play the Jets. So, yes, you can kind of say that. I know. You know, it's anyone can beat the Jets right now. But I feel like Patrick has that that second string wide receiver right now going on in Denver. Because we all know Jerry Jeudy is Jerry Jeudy. Yeah, he hasn't been what everyone's projected him to be. They also had a rookie quarterback throwing at him, Brett Rypien from Boise State. So, you know, it was all new to them. I was really shocked in that game. I watched that whole game. I was in the edge of my seat. He really shocked me. So, Mario, I know you need a wide receiver for next week, so make sure you pick him up because next week it won't be a walk through the park when you face me, baby. Now, back to you, Rick.
Wow, you guys got me pretty shocked with those waiver pickups for week 5.
What's your trash ass pickup of the week, Rick?
Honestly, man, like you guys actually have some things that you guys are hoping to like hit a jackpot, and this kind of sad. Jorge, you shouldn't even fucking be speaking to me, bro. You're banned from fucking speaking to me. Trash, basura. Do 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 Jorge. So
hey, double up week five. What's up?
Nah, man. I'm cool, bro. You trash. I'm done with you. I'm done with you, bro. I'm done with you, bro. You should.
He says you're Marty McFly, and he's Biff.
You know what Hulk did to Loki? You know, Hulk smash, boom, 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 boom. That's what I did to you this weekend. All right. So, anyways,
Loki, give us your trash ass pick.
My waiver wire pickup for week five is none other than Joshua Kelly. He actually has gotten the majority of the touches, the goal line touches already. So, of course, I mean, yes, he fumbled last week and he fumbled again this week. But on the replays, I watched a lot of that film of that game this morning, and that fumble was not on him. That fumble was actually on Herbert. And remember, Herbert is a rookie quarterback that just came in. So the way he's placing the ball, you know, because remember, he has to do that with Eckler, who's a midget, pretty much. He's a really short running back, to Joshua Kelly, who's 6'1". So it was just a mishandled snap, kind of like a snap kind of a handle to the running back. So the fumble issues, I'm not worried about that. He's going to take the majority of the carries. And once again, he has all the goal line carries. And Herbert's the truth. He's moving the ball down the field left and right, you know, way better than anybody thought. Herbert's going to be a problem for many years to come in the NFL. And, yes, once again, running back Joshua Kelly, he's taking over Eckler, who is out for the next four to six weeks, I believe. He's going to be placed in the IR because he pulled his hamstring really bad this last game against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Pick up Joshua Kelly. You heard it here from the hoodie. Yep, so that's going to be our way we pick up wires, freegame.com. Make sure to check us out once again, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We have a lot of information there. If you have any questions, hey, don't be shy. Don't be that weak-ass dude, Adam. Ask me a question and don't own up to it. You know, don't be shy. Just come at us. We got you. Hey, win-win, win-win. That's all we do over here, except for Jorge. Anyways, so...
Can I just say one thing? Jorge, you're going to go back-to-back losses, bro. You face me next week, baby, so...
Ooh, damn. I'm scared.
Yeah, because you have no Aaron Jones. He's on a bye week, baby. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, I don't need Aaron Jones.
Okay.
Hey, and for the fans out there, I just want to say that I'm undefeated against my cast so far. I'm going to come and get some. Come get some. Anyways, shout out to everybody. And once again, I saw fantasy football. We are out.
Sipping on some rock tuss, 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat tuss, 8 o'clock.
This is Always Up Fantasy.